Hey GW, it's me. It's May 30th, 2012. And I love talking to you, GW. I still do. How come? You always put a smile on my face. I think I amuse you and entertain you with what I'm going to say sometimes. But overall, I enjoy our talks. You know, I thought about you tonight because after I made dinner for Ricky and we sat down, we watched a movie, not a movie, a show called Taboo. And it was all about people living out their fantasies. I'm laughing because, you know, I've come to realize that, boy, I lived in a really big fantasy world before I met my Ricky, and it was all about you. You are my phantom. You are my rat. I even created Kitty for you. I even did a fantasy boo for you. Remember that, GW? I remember doing that. Actually, I have that on a CD. I took it down, but I have it on a CD. I saved it. I'm afraid to listen to it. I should feel ashamed of all the fantasies that I've actually had with you. But I'm not. It was fun. You allowed me to entertain you, and at the same time, you knew I was entertaining myself. That's all it was. Nobody was doing anything wrong. The things that went through my mind, I realized when I fantasized. My gosh, GW, they were really, 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 really wild. I never told you my thoughts and my fantasies, except for the one fantasy boo that I did. I never had the nerve to. They were my fantasies, so nobody else's. Nobody can take them away. I'll tell you a little bit about them, and you probably don't want to hear it, but it feels good to get it out. I used to picture that you loved me as much as I loved you all the time. I used to picture simple things like walking through a park, holding hands, and talking. Your arm around me. Me sitting on a bench. Me looking into your face, into those eyes. That smile of yours. In that special way you used to look at me with your eyes, JW. Boy, did it drive me wild inside. And you know what look I'm talking about. I'm reminiscing, GW, because what I realized tonight was, after watching this, I go, God, these people are really living their fantasies. I mean, really living them. I won't go into them, but they really were living them. I lived them in my mind. I did that for the longest time because I didn't want to be alone. And even though I know you didn't love me, I make believe you did. I guess because you were always there. You comforted me when I needed you. And until this day, you're still there. I don't know. I know it was wrong to fantasize all the time. I always just wanted to be loved and hugged and held. That's just all I wanted. But that was my fantasy, GW. And it's healthy. Because by fantasizing, you don't react on them. At least I didn't. Because I'm a lady. I'm not a lady telling you now, but I feel close enough to you, like, can tell you anything, and you know that. Today I says to you, if I got you alone in a room, what would I do? I don't know what I would do, GW. I guess it's best left unsaid, or let the imagination go where you want it to go. But I was always mesmerized by those lips of yours. That's all it was. I just wanted to touch them with mine. They're beautiful. All right, enough about you tonight. I just had to talk about it and get it off my chest. Thanks for listening, GW, for my shenanigans. And thanks for still being my friend, my special friend. Hugs. Bye.